Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. Got one more segment before we send you guys off on this beautiful Thursday, as long as the wind stays below 35 miles an hour. You know, they be blowing around here, boy.
Your boy walked out to get lunch and... Yeah. Glad I made it back.
Yeah, man, that headwind, you'll be walking in the headwind, man. It's like, but you know what? We can't complain. The weather's going to be nice. It's going to be hot this weekend. It's going to be beautiful. Got the Masters are playing, and they got started, so hopefully it's a good, productive weekend.
You ever hit a hole-in-one?
Yeah, I won't even tell you how many I have. Yes, I have.
Dang. Nice flex.
No, it's not.
It is.
One was luck. One I didn't even see going.
That's Strix. Strix didn't see his one going.
Yeah. And then the other two were hit actually good. Mm. Yeah. So, but I take them. We get in where you fit in. I saw a guy one time in Houston. I was playing in like a charity tournament. His dude could just kill the ball and he hit like a low drive. And he hit a hole in one on a par four.
Holy
yeah.
Smokes.
Smoked that thing down there, rolled up in there. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Anyways, you know, when we talk about, you know, spring ball and, you know, some of the great players and being challenged and answering the challenge. And, you know, I know things are different, but, you know, at the end of the day, when guys are competing for positions, you're going to be challenged. You're going to have to deal with adversity. You're going to have to deal with, you know, even as small as you had a good practice, but somehow, some way, you know, the media is talking about another player at your position. Those are the things that the mental like aspect of it that is factual, you know, it's different than now. Like I always say this, these kids on the team now, all the way from, let's just say 7th and 8th grade, from when they start playing 7-on-7, you know, high level 7-on-7 or whatever you want to call it. They, to be honest with you, probably have done more interviews and more media attention by the time they come to college, if they're a 3, 4, or 5-star recruit, then I even had the 4 or 5 years that I was here. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, times have changed, and I understand that. But so their idea of reality is just skewed. Like, for instance, I remember when Jason Peter, when we had him in here, we'll have to have him back. We used to talk about, listen, you weren't getting interviewed unless the coaches said, okay, he's been playing good enough to get interviewed. Now, look, Tommy Frazier and those guys are always up there. But defensively, it was a select few. It wasn't because you always gave him a good quote. It was like, if you got up there, you know you're doing something right. Where a lot of these guys get their name in. And so you have to deal with that. And I don't know if it was planned or not. We always kind of had to fight for, you know, respect. And that's part of competing. Dealing with adversity, mental anguish, and all this other stuff, you have to deal with it. And so... You know, guys, you know, have had to find different ways to answer the bell. Some guys are dealing with that right now. I would say, you know, I know Mike Rozier won the Heisman. We have Amon Green. But, you know, Lawrence Phillips is one of the greatest, you know, running backs to play here in Nebraska. And I remember, you know, seeing him and just like, man, this. And he got so much better from when I saw him in 90, you know, in the 94 Orange Bowl, but 93 year than when we got here, you know, when I got here. And I'll never forget that this that let me know that there's no friends, and they're all, you know, Nebraska's at the point was always going to get great running backs. And we were in spring ball, and, you know, I'm trying to just get some reps and, you know, win a spot or, you know, try to get potential playing time. And I remember we signed Brian Knuckles, who at that time, I think, was, if he wasn't the number one rated JUCO player, I know he was by far, head and shoulders, the number one rated running back. And the conversation was Brian Knuckles going to take carries from Lawrence Phillips? after the 94 championship. So this is 95 now, right? This is about to be the greatest team of all time, right? Right? Yeah. But he's in spring. And I think, you know, Brian Knuckles, for whatever reason, started a scrimmage and did pretty well, right? You got to think, Lawrence Phillips, number six pick, I think, in the draft. You know, one of the greatest, you know, college running backs in that 90s era, one of the best in Nebraska football history, without a doubt, was challenged, right? Whether he liked it or not. I mean, Lawrence obviously always had, you know, I feel like superior confidence in his athletic ability and his playing ability. But look, man, that, you know, being challenged or competition has no friends. You know, every coaching staff, every situation, you will be challenged, whether it's internally or externally, your opponent or your, you know, spring ball, your teammates.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But, you know, I mean, there's a lot more that goes into just being the JUCO, you know, JUCO running back coming here in Nebraska, dealing with this competition, not only in his room, but the defenses that he had to face, not just the starters, but the second and third team guys that were bringing more, you know, heat than the law allows. And can you get through it? Well, that didn't last that long. Mm-hmm. Brian Knuckles was just like a ghost in the wind, right? I think he ended up somewhere else, but I know he wasn't here. And Lawrence took off from there. And if you ever, so if you ever think that competition isn't good, and you know, cream always rises, all the difference that creams always rise to the top and all that stuff, you have to deal with it. Do you like it at that time? No. When I was splitting time with another guy, I didn't really like it. You know, I was started out a middle linebacker, but I understood that once I embraced it and stopped being mad at Nebraska, mad at Coach Osborne, mad at my linebacker coach, mad at the other player that I'm playing with, and started embracing it, and then also somewhat using it as a positive and finding different ways to like trick your mind into looking at it like, you know what, this isn't so bad. I could not be playing. If I would have actually transferred, I would be sitting out this year. Would it be worth it? I'm not getting as much wear and tear. I'll be bigger, faster, and stronger. I was able to kind of dedicate myself harder during the season to get bigger, faster, and stronger because I knew he was going to be a senior when I was a sophomore. So I got 2 years to start. So it ended up all working itself out. But it took me a while to get there. Why? Because I was always, you know, was like, why me and all this other stuff. So this is what a lot of these players are going through right now. And that doesn't mean you don't be a good teammate. That doesn't mean that you don't hold yourself or your teammates accountable. But, you know, you're dealing with every day answering the bell. This is the hardest time in spring. You're halfway through. You can see the finish line. You've worked hard to this point. You see the payoff. But it's like, here's the equivalent, you know, before we put a bow on this Thursday. The one time in my high school career, Austin, that I ran the 400, I ran it in practice. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, thought I was doing something. But I'm going to tell you what, in the back 100, when you make that, you know, the last 100, was into the wind.
Oh.
So when you turn that corner and I'm thinking I'm moving, yeah, you start to question a lot of
things. You get stood up.
Yes. I was 100, so I could see the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
I could see where I was at, but the reality was I was a long way away from getting to my goal.
Mm-hmm.
And that hawk hit me in the face in that wind, and also that big old weight on my back of running the 400 that I'd never done before, because I was always more of 100 and 200 than long jump, and I did all the jumps, set in. So that's where you got to have the discipline like I talked about. I was motivated to run it, and everybody's motivated. But do you have the discipline to continue with your running technique and finish strong, right?
Did you?
I didn't. No, I got hawked.
Ah.
I got hawked by my best friend, Jamal. Oh. I got hawked.
Nah.
Yes, and he said something to me as he passed me.
No,
yes, he did, because he was in it. And I was winning the whole way, and I beat him in practice.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, how you let me beat you in the 400? This is what you've been doing. Because he was a 400, 800 guy, you know? He got me, and he has never let me live it down to this day. To this day. Man. So one of the best days of my life is one of the worst because I continue to – I can see it now. I never forget it. What I it was a Hennepin County Open. I was coming about there, and I was about to start cock the head back, and that wind hit me. Boom. I was like, whoa. And he powered through it, and I end up getting third place there.
He's not slew-footed, is he?
No.
There it is.
That was it, yeah. I was in the lane. I wasn't going sideways at that time. He ended up going doing some great things. He ended up playing Division II football, so he was definitely a good athlete. But he definitely has a one-up on me. Not too many people do, not at least in my close circle, and he definitely does. He wins. He starts every argument with that and ends it with that. But nevertheless, good story time. We want to thank Upside Bar and Grill coming in. Obviously, Kevin Meyer, Meyer Cork and Bottle for coming in on Thursday. Big shout out to Strick. You got Strick and Cluster coming up. WTF, I think it's the first time in a little while that they've been on. Obviously, circumstances. So they're going to deliver a good show for you guys this Thursday night. Strick is streaming in from the airport.
Mm.
That's what I'm talking about, Strick. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, on the street. Got the gleam. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.